Rock critic Ken Tucker has reviews of two new albums by two women, each of whom go by one name, Madonna and the Swedish pop singer Robin. Madonna's Hard Candy is an album meant to confirm her status as a dance music perennial, while Robin's new album, called Robin, serves as a reintroduction to an overseas star who's been trying to become a Madonna-sized star for years.
For her 11th studio album, Madonna has rolled out the big young guns. Justin Timberlake wiggles with her vocally on the song 4 Minutes. Kanye West makes a cameo. Producer Timbaland and the team known as the Neptunes supply rattling percussion, beats that compel Madonna to reach for fresh reserves of nerviness. Madonna is at an interesting point in her career. This is her last album for Warner Brothers, with whose Sire Records label she began her career in the early 80s. She's thus a free agent who recently signed up with the concert promotion company Live Nation for the new paradigm in music career strategy. Concert tours, albums, and merchandise, all of whose profits are shared by artist and company in one multimedia package. This move jibes with her image as a constant reinventor of herself. But as shrewd an artist as she is a business person, Madonna hasn't been distracted musically. This new album, Candy Shop, is a sweet and sour mix that includes a lot of dominance and submission imagery. But it doesn't register as daring or, heaven help us, transgressive. Instead, the songs are useful, juicy metaphors for the way Madonna retains prominence in an ever more confusing and cluttered musical landscape. While Madonna works with steely precision to make sure that she stays prominent, Robin is just trying to be heard. This 28-year-old is a big star in her native Sweden and throughout Europe, but has had trouble gaining American popularity beyond U.S. dance clubs. Her new album called Robin is brash and smart and catchy and knowing, a collection of songs that never lets up.
All right.
About some guy that you beat pretty bad and got in the papers.
Sure.
You own a cool bar and I hear you get far with every waitress.
Yeah.
I saw you on a poster, your song is the bomb, but you're outrageous.
Sure.
I see you living large with your crib and your cars and that's just great, but let me tell you how it be. You won't get with this, you see, cause you can't handle me.
That's the album's first single, Handle Me, as in, You Can't. Robin comes on less like Madonna's defiant daughter than like a woman who's still testing the parameters of her power in relationships, and by extension, in the music business. Unlike a lot of female pop stars, she doesn't put up a front of regal invincibility. Unlike a lot of female singer-songwriters, she doesn't lull you with her vulnerability. She takes a twitchy, itchy song like Who's That Girl? And says frankly, I'm just pretty some of the time. Robin says things that no American pop star would ever be caught dead avowing. Not racy or mean stuff, but on a song called Bum Like You, asserting that she likes to hang out with a guy who's not rich or even particularly good looking. She just likes his company. Such a sentiment, wrapped in so nice and tightly a pure pop dance melody, is a bracing slap to your eardrums. I really like and admire Madonna's hard candy. I love Robin's hard-headed good sense.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large with Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Madonna's new album, Hard Candy, and the self-titled album by Robin. That's Robin with a Y.